Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan. I mean, for today, what can I say? We have an incredible, amazing, super badass guest. Catherine, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, what better way to have an incredible, epic, badass Saturday than to be chatting with someone as badass as you? You know what I mean?
Much.
There you go. Now, before we start, I do want to thank those for watching. If you're new to the channel, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Without further ado, let's jump in. Now, for those who don't know who is incredible, amazing, badass, superstar Catherine, can you please tell us who you are?
Yes, my name is Catherine Taylor. I am an actor currently living in New York City and currently in production for an off-Broadway show, No Exit, if you're in the city and looking for something to come out and see. Got me here and got the other cat as well.
There you go.
I have a cat named Cat.
I love that. That's awesome. Now, let's go back in time and tell me where this passion started. What triggered it?
So my mother was an actress and she totally was just out of a hobby and passion for performing that she pursued it and just brought me along with her to auditions at a very young age. And so I was on stage with her in Colorado originally and then pursued a career in performance throughout my younger years in dance and theater and mostly musical theater. And then took a little break from it because, you know, when you think about becoming an actor, it seems like a really unpredictable career. And I was like, you know what, I got to do something else. And sure enough, as many people say, you got to go back to your heartstrings and decided along the way that I needed to move to New York and see what I could make happen, see what people I wanted to be involved with and work with, and found myself here doing a variety of work in film and on stage.
I love that. That is incredible. But tell me, what were some of the challenges that you had when you were, you know, recently making it into a pro career, let's say?
Well, I mean, from a very basic standpoint, money is a huge, you know, pressure that it's hard to live in the city and getting consistent work that pays the bills. And so then you find yourself working these jobs that all the other actors are doing, you know, part-time jobs, catering, restaurant jobs that, you know, they take up your time. And even though it's not an extremely strenuous career of something that you need those hours in the day to be finding work in the industry. And so just having the physical time to make two full-time jobs work presents a huge challenge. And they say, like, you know, it takes luck to make it as an actor. And that luck is how they say when opportunity meets preparation. And so just getting yourself the opportunities that you feel like allow you to present what you're able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And how you managed, you know, to keep like a healthy mindset of doing other type of jobs. But let me rephrase. My question is, how you managed to keep up a healthy mindset and be like, I'm just gonna take this part, this, you know, this other job in order to pay bills to keep sustaining that? Because I've heard, and it happens sometimes, that you find that you find another job and somehow you discover that you start to be more on that job than on the other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. There was some advice that a friend gave me a while ago that said that you should be working at these side jobs as minimum as possible to financially support yourself. And very often you see yourself getting drawn into them more and more because it's easy. And I think that, you know, it's really important to make sure that even if you're not being financially compensated for your work, that you're finding avenues that are in the industry to keep you fresh and keep the passion alive. And you know, creating your own work has been one of the most profitable things that I've seen in doing that, just to keep that fire under your belly, keep reminding yourself that this is what you want to be doing, and give yourself those opportunities to do what, you know, puts the fire under your belly.
Totally. Now, moving on here a little bit, tell me how you prepare a character. Now, of course, that I understand that depends on the role, but what is your initial approach before jumping in into this journey?
So I think that when you originally are getting any type of material, whether it be, you know, a screenplay or a script for a stage, that it's the most important thing is understanding the relationship that you have with the other characters. And then second of all, the relationship that you hold with yourself. And then once you kind of have a dynamic for how you're interacting with another person, it develops the sense of what you're trying to accomplish in that role. And I think that all of the characters that we play, we're usually only pinpointing a small aspect of their lives or of their stories. And so I think that you just are learning their emotional well-being in that particular aspect of their life. And trying to find out in what ways me, Catherine, personally can have empathy with them in that situation. And that way you're giving an honest portrayal of human connection for them.
And during that process, has that ever affected you somehow in a negative way?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you hear about these actors who are method actors and they become so immersed in the characters that they blah 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 blah, which is not method acting at all. And I think that that is the most beautiful thing about being an actor is that it forces you to gain an emotional understanding of somebody who's experienced something different than you. And it's been amazing for me.
I bet. I mean, the cool thing here is that you get also the opportunity to be to do so many stuff, you know, from lawyer to, I don't know, president, police, janitor, alien, superhero, god, I mean, you name it, right? And I find that pretty amazing that it gives you the opportunity to explore so many different fields, let's say, you know. That is
Definitely.
awesome. And tell me, during this process of character creation, has it ever happened to you that you got stuck? And if you did, how you managed to continue moving forward?
Yeah, I think that very often the initial stages of character work can be extremely exciting because you know nothing about the character. And so it leaves so much interpretation for developing their backstory, developing their emotions. And I find that more often it's towards the end of the rehearsal process when you feel like you have a really solid grasp on who this person is. And then you get stuck in a groove of just doing the same thing every time, and you're no longer paying attention to who the character is. You're just running what you've already known, and then you stop making discoveries about them, which is when the growth ceases to happen. And so I'm feeling that we're about 3 weeks away from opening our show here, and just today in rehearsal, I was like, "Oh, you guys, I got to find something new with this person. I feel like I know everything about them, and I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what I need to learn to be able to bring something fresh and new to a scene or to the performance."
Yeah, I mean, now that you mentioned that, like, I bet that it gets like a little bit frustrating of preparing this character and into a moment that there is nothing new to add to it, you know, and somehow it gets tedious, you know. So, yeah,
Definitely.
wow. And tell me, do you feel as an actor that there is a purpose to it, a meaning to it, let's say?
To acting? Yeah, I mean, of course, I wouldn't do it if there wasn't. I think that storytelling is a really beautiful way to share experience, and to teach, to educate, and to learn. And as human beings, I think that the most important thing we can do is to continue trying to learn and explore, and make new connections with other people. And theater is one of the best ways to share an experience and to reach a diverse group of people.
Yeah. I mean, without entertainment itself, COVID would have been horrible, you know, like the worst thing ever. You know what I mean? I think, and I have said this in, you know, some episodes here and there, that the fact that I think also in that moment, it was kind of, it's when, at least I did, that I got really this idea, like, that sometimes we take films, TV shows, theater, like, for granted, you know? And now, when that happened, I was like, if it wasn't for this type of stuff, it would have complicated stuff, like, twice as much, you know what I mean? So I think that there's a lot of things that, of course, that you can compare it with a brain surgery, you know, or, like, stuff like that. But in their own respective fields, it is really important. I mean, we need that. We as a society are very sociable and we need entertainment. So, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
All of it. Now, what has been one of your toughest moments as an actor so far?
I think that making that kind of initial jump to saying that I'm going to move from doing this as a hobby to pursuing it as a career. I think that there was a huge pullback from me out of fear of saying, gosh, if I turn this into a career, am I going to lose loving it? Am I going to lose the joy of it for doing it? Because you hear so often people, they say, oh, I hate my job. And I never wanted this to turn into a job. And so it was, you know, I think the initial fear of saying, okay, this is now going to be a transactional thing where I'm doing it to make money. And I never wanted it to be that.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, it's true. I mean, whenever you started seeing us at a job, you start to hate it. You know, I don't know why, but yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Huh. Now, let's say, you know, that one day I call you and I tell you that I want to become an actor. Now, here's the catch. I have zero experience. So based on what you know, what do you think it would be a good place for me to start?
Well, I mean, there's so many different avenues that you can go down. A great one is getting yourself into acting classes. I think that the best thing you can do, though, is find a group of people that are interested in acting and sit down and start reading stuff, start performing for each other. I mean, the best way, in my opinion, to learn is by doing. And I think that in some sense, we're all performers. And I'd suggest getting your hands on some books and start reading. Find some characters that you find a connection to and explore how they're similar and different from you. And then technique training is really great too.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if I ever become an actor and I win an award at some point, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech.
All the credit. Yes, I'll take it.
This wouldn't have been possible without Catherine here. So, you know what? Yeah, that's going to happen. That's incredible. Now, how you handle the whole rejection side, you know, as an actor, how you handle that part of doing constant auditions and getting serial books, you know, like the side that we, the audience, don't know about, you know, that sometimes we think that acting is just learning your lines and good to go. Yeah. But how you handle, like, the whole hard work behind it, the whole rejection to it.
So this is going to sound so cliche, but I do think that when you get selected for a role, it's because you're right for the role. And when you don't, it's just the opposite, that, you know, you're not right for it. And that whoever got it is going to be the best choice. Yeah. Most of the time. On a completely logistical standpoint, this COVID thing really changed auditioning. And auditioning is happening online through Zoom. And there's something about being rejected over a computer screen that is just not as damning as having it happen in front of your face. And so... Absolutely. it's changed things for sure, but I think that, you know, just making sure that you understand that it's not necessarily always about a lack of skill, a lack of preparation, but it can be super superficial and you just don't look the part, and that's okay. And just coming to terms with that, if it's truly something you're passionate about, that's just part of the process. And you know, I think about it too, like I read a bunch of scripts that I read a you know that I wouldn't want to play. And so I think that we are all allowed to make those choices, and directors are doing the same, and it doesn't make it any easier. It's frustrating, but you have to know that if you enjoy it and you just keep going, that you know opportunities will come to you, and the
Yeah.
more work you do, the more work you get.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, nobody likes being rejected, as you said. Especially in person, nobody likes it. So yeah, I can understand how, how tough and challenging might be sometimes. But I do think that sometimes, as like you mentioned, that it's just about that you were not that it wasn't meant to, you know, and that's it. So that is awesome. That is awesome. Now, let's say that, you know, that for your birthday, you get a time machine. Now, here's the thing. You can only travel once and to meet the 13-year-old version of yourself. So what would you say to that little you?
I think I would definitely tell myself to be confident in my decision making, and also to say it's okay that if not everyone likes you.
Okay.
That you know, you sit down and you ask yourself, do I even like everybody? And you're like, yeah, maybe not. And it's okay. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you don't bring something to the table that's important. But yeah, just believe in yourself, have confidence, and be authentic.
Preach. I like that. Yeah, it's true. I mean, back then, I mean, it's hard whenever you realize that somebody doesn't like you, you know. And you tend to be like, but why? You know, I didn't do it. Yeah, you know, you didn't do anything,
I'm
or
awesome. Why wouldn't anybody like
yeah. And then
me?
you're like, but as time goes by, then you start to understand that it's just the way it is, you know, that's life. It sucks sometimes, sure,
We don't
but
all get along, and conflict is what creates good stories, so it's okay.
yeah. I remember back in high school, there was this girl who was basically like my crush, right? But she hated me. I don't know why. So I spent time, I basically waste time of doing impossible things to make sure that she actually liked me, right? And then school, you know, high school went by. She continued hated me. And then, I mean, I don't even know if she didn't even hated me. You know, I was just thinking about it. But anyway, so time passed, and then later on, I discovered that how much time I wasted on something that it was, you know. That it was just a waste of time, you know, that I just put my attention into something that now it's funny, but back then it was dramatic. Like, why, you know? So yeah, you understand that.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. Now, you know, let's say also that one day Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, I mean, you name it. They call you and they tell you they have this idea, which goes, they're gonna make a film in which all of the characters you have played at the moment, all of them, they're all gonna gather to celebrate your birthday. But here's the catch. The film needs a name. So how should we call it?
What a good question, Dan. I like this. I'm trying to decide if you know how you play these different characters throughout different times in your life. My initial like response is like, oh, the collision of personalities, the collision of, you know, that I've had of my own that are, you know, your own personalities into characters. So yeah, I like that. I like that. The collision of personalities.
Okay, that sounds like an HBO project, just saying.
We'll
You know, sounds
make it.
deep.
I'll start writing.
Sounds like a plan. I love that. Now, if you could describe your whole career, but this time on a drink, how should we call it, and what would it have?
Ooh. Man, it's got to have something with a couple of layers. It's a blended something.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're doing like a. So wait, ask this question again. This is a drink of a fusion of all of my.
Yeah. So let's say, so let's say that we're gonna make a drink in which you take, in which when you drink it, you can totally understand your, I mean, ask, let's say I drink that, and then I can understand, and then I can totally understand your career. Be like, oh, so this is how she felt when she played this and did that and all of that.
One drink, I get one drink to sum up everything.
Yep.
That's tough. How are you supposed to do that? Changes everything. I'm gonna say something like a Long Island iced tea, like it's just a whole bunch of shit thrown into one cup.
Yeah, okay.
And it's gonna taste like that too. But at the same time, you're like, I know there's a bunch of stuff in here and I can't quite pinpoint what it is, but I like it and I'm gonna feel good at the end of it.
Okay. And what will be the name of that drink?
I mean, a long story.
I like it. Yeah. I can totally see myself asking that. Can I have a long story? Yeah. You have it, you drink it. You know that if you don't take your time to it, you know, if you don't enjoy it, if you just want to drink it in, at once, it's gonna end up terribly. So I can't stand that.
You had one of these, haven't you, Dan?
Yeah. 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 Okay. I like that. I like that. Now, here's my next question. So, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days that basically we just want to quit. You know, it happens to all of us. So, how you manage to stay positive in this cruel world sometimes, you know?
I'm super fortunate. I have a lot of really inspiring people that I'm surrounded with. And I've said it time and time again that that is the most profitable thing about living in one of these performance hubs like New York City, is that you have all of these passionate people. And there's something so admirable about somebody who just is driven and is collaborative. And so, yeah, I have a huge amount of friends and family that are talented individuals and creative thinkers, and they continue to ask questions, to challenge me, and to do amazing things that, you know, make me like, God, I want to do something like that. I want to be involved in something like that, and I want to work with people like that. And so to work with amazing people, you have to present amazing things. And that way, when you work together, then you're able to present your ideas to a wider range of people,
Yeah.
which is a goal.
Yeah. I mean, it can get complicated, but you know what I usually try to do is to take to I mean, it's all about perspective, you know. I do think that sometimes, for example, the other day I was having this moment in which I was just thinking about to be like, you know what, I'm done, you know, like things like that. But it takes a second just to look back and be like, I mean, like some time ago, I didn't have anything like it, and now I have this. You know what I mean? Perhaps, yeah, it's not this huge, big thing as some people with, you know, with would say or would think about. But at the end, who cares? You know, it's something that I want to, and I do think that sometimes that's all it takes, just to take a second, look back, and see all the things that you have done to be where you are right now, and be great, and yeah, be grateful for the opportunities and moments, and you know, and things like that. So,
Very much, yeah, definitely.
yeah. Now, here's my last question. So let's say that we're gonna make a film about the episode we just did right now. But you know, we need a name. So how should we call this episode?
No, I feel like I'm in a turning point in my. And my idea of what it means to be successful in this industry. It's a change of seasons. It's a metamorphosis. I think that that's it.
So that's good.
Metamorphosis.
That will be the top, because that's going to be the title of for this video.
Yes, metamorphosis. Let's do it.
I
We
like it.
are turning, we're taking who we are. And we're gonna just transform into the best versions of ourselves, into what we are absolutely destined to become anyway.
I'm just gonna drop the mic now. So,
what
wow.
We do.
Okay. And you know what? An extra question, and we're done for today. What would you say to those who are, either not sure if they want to start something new in their lives, or they are a little bit of scared of the what if, you know? Like, what would you say to those type of people?
But no decisions are finite. Like, you can change your mind. And I look at, performers, and we all do a bunch of different stuff. And so there's no reason why you shouldn't try and explore and change your mind 10, 15 times. So if there's an inclination to do anything, do it. Try it, change your mind, love it, hate it, and then try something else. Or keep trying the same thing again until you find a different way to enjoy it.
There you go. I love it. I mean, at the end, what can I say, Catherine? I mean, I love your career. I love what you do, but also the whole vibe you put to it, it's amazing. I mean, it's impossible not to feel motivated with your whole vibe to it, with the whole work you have done. And the fact that you are still pursuing it and making it happen, I think that's proof enough for everyone to be like, you know what, if she's doing it, I can do it too. Maybe in a different way, but I can do it. And it's amazing. I mean, that is also one of the reasons why I love interviewing actors. The fact that you guys are showing us, besides, yes, giving us cool entertainment, you're also showing us how to be tough, how to be persistent, how to be brave, and most important, how to be a badass. I understand that it can sometimes be a whole pain in the butt, but you make it happen. And that's incredible. So,
thank you, Dan.
Absolutely. I also want to thank those who watched this. Thank you so much for staying the whole video. Now, this episode is about to be over, but in the description below, you're going to find all of Catherine's social media. Let's follow her. Let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Catherine, because she's incredible. And again, thank you so much for making this happen. Catherine, have an incredible weekend. Keep killing it. Keep being this incredible little sunshine person you always are. And I'll see you in the next one.